Thousands of students across the Bay Area have been finding out their GCSE results today. I went along to Our Lady's Catholic College in Lancaster earlier to see these students open the all-important envelopes.
Well, I got my A's and A stars in English and history and B's in the sciences.
Well, I got mostly A stars and three A's. History, French, English, all the sciences.
My maths and my sciences and my English, I got A's and B's in, which are... very proud of.
Our Lady's is just one school that has produced fantastic results, with 98% of pupils achieving more than five passes at C grade and above. They've seemingly bucked the trend, as nationally, the number of students getting an A to C grade at GCSE has dropped for the second year running, marking the biggest fall in the exam's 25-year history. Across the UK, girls outperformed boys again. Brendan Conboy is head teacher at Our Ladies. He says there was no such split at his school.
Well, for the last couple of years, we've had a really strong cohort of very, very able lads who were dedicated. You know, school is cool and they work very hard and they've got some great results. So no, we've not seen any sort of gender split here at all.
This year's GCSE results are completely unique. There's one big change, as 16-year-olds in England must stay in education or training until they're 17. Oliver's a pupil at Our Ladies and supports the policy.
I think that's a good thing. I think I'd rather come and get qualifications than maybe sit at home a lot and not do much, or just go out and get a job and earn a little bit of money when I could be doing something better for my future.
The results seem just as strong in the South Lakes, despite exams, the syllabus and grade boundaries being made tougher in some subjects. Steve Wilkinson's the head at Queen Catherine School in Kendal. He says GCSEs may not be valued by employers, but they're crucial for youngsters who want to continue with education.
They're not particularly important from the point of view of the longer term, but certainly in that transition between being a 16-year-old and going into further A-level study, then they are critical.
Today is most certainly the time for pupils across the Bay to enjoy their successes, so much so that they don't have to think about their futures just yet.
What are you going to go and do now?
Go for lunch.